Hey, it's the Moral Marriage Podcast, guys. Thank you so much for the love, the support, and the shares and the reviews, guys. You're helping us. We're in so many countries now going. If you don't know, by the way, we're translating this podcast. Just search Moral Marriage and look for the language in case you prefer a different language. All right. I want to get into this today. How long does it take to save your marriage? Now, I'm going to make sure we set the tone here. We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
Nobody fucking knows. It's your marriage, right? I know this. I know that we had victories and wins along the way, but it just keeps getting better and better and better. So the first thing that I want to say is it's not really about saving the marriage. It's about the work that you're willing to do and the goal that you have in mind, okay? This is coming up because I have a man, actually got me to reflect and talk to a few of my mentors in my program, actually, talk to them a little bit about how often we sometimes lose the patience in the journey. You know, it's frustrating when you're making a lot of changes, your partner's not catching on, they get upset. And I find that so many people, they think their partner is their why. That's why they start this whole thing, this journey to become their best version or whatever. And then ultimately, their partner becomes their why not, because you get in these lows because it's hard and your partner's not growing at the same rate. And so how long does it take to save a marriage? Well, how long are you going to fucking try? Are you going to give up? Because I know I'm famous for saying it's not work when you get there. That's a belief in my mindset. Of course we still work at things, okay?
But we work at it. But it's not constant work. It's not like I don't have to drag my heels to be able to have a conversation with you. So it's when he says it's not work when you get there, that's real. That's valid, because he talks a lot about conversations, not communication. And what he means by that is that you just get to talk. Things get to flow. It's not like deep communication where you have to dissect everything. Everything needs an apology. Everything needs to be, you know, gone deep. And, you know,
we're going to do an episode on this soon, but I did make a post. It got 4 million views and it was all about why you don't talk about sex. And I'm not going to get into that today, but in that, the amount of hate, of course, which there's always hate, but the amount of hate that came regarding communication is key. I literally talked about why communication is not key, because it should be conversation, not communication. Communication already has a negative tone. You're saying it like it's positive. But it's negative. You're staying in that zone of we need to be able to figure things out by talking our way through this issue. Right. That's a problem statement, folks.
People will say, how is your communication? When you go into therapy, which we've done a lot of it, by the way, how's your communication? And then that's where everything breaks down. That's why he doesn't use that word. We are aware that conversation is communication. It's just the way it's mindset. It's the connotation versus denotation. It's the way that you think about it, because there's such a negative and heaviness to communication when you're in crisis. And if you're watching us and you have an amazing marriage, awesome. You want to make it more amazing. But odds are you're watching this because your communication sucks or you're not communicating. Mm. That definitely means you're not having lighthearted conversations where you're connecting, breeding communication, breeding conversation, breeding connection, breeding all of those good things, and breeding. Maybe not making babies, but you know, you're still breeding, like chickens. We like to say like chickens, not like bunnies. We have chickens. We know what they do.
They give her. Wow, they give her.
Anyway.
So this is really valuable for to understand. If you're thinking about how long does it take to save a marriage, well, how long are you going to take to flip the mindsets that you think are what's saving it? Maybe you haven't done therapy yet, but you're going there to mediate through issues, and then that's why people leave angry. Instead of How long does it take to save the marriage? Well, how long is it going to take me to provide the structure for where I want this marriage to go?
How long is it going to take me to not be defensive and to see that he's coming from insecurity? How long is it going to take me to realize that he's not the problem? Even if he is the problem, you're the problem too. How long does it take you to figure out that you can only control you and you have to stop pointing the finger and placing blame?
Well, think about it. Like, just break this down to its simple level. She's talking about like fun conversations, topic to topic to topic, right? You weren't defensive in the beginning. You had so much love that if you got cut off because your partner and you were piggybacking, starting on this topic, then ping over to this topic, then ping over to that topic, that was conversation. It wasn't communicating through shit, right? And so you're focused on trying to do things the way that you think that we should do them. If that worked, by the way, we wouldn't be so successful growing so fast with the new marriage, okay? Therapy's been around for years and divorce rates are climbing. So when you're thinking about how long will this take, focus on how long are you going to decide to find new answers, new ways. It doesn't have to be just with us. We have so many resources that have gone into our stuff, into our systems, into our programs. That's why we've put something together. But if you're thinking about it from a past perspective, not future paced, you're not going to go anywhere. How long does it take? Fucking forever, or maybe never, because you're still doing it the way you've always done it. I love what you said earlier. You can be an adult, but just because you use words doesn't mean you know how to talk, communicate, solve issues, provide structure. You just know words. In fact, most of you might not even know this. 80% of communication is nonverbal. My resting sneer face. It's also my confused face. But when you're anxious and insecure and you don't have emotional control, right, which we don't get in our life unless we learn it, well, then you go back to communicating. And then you go back to defending yourself because your partner doesn't understand you. And then you want a freaking apology. So how long will it take to save your marriage? Forever. Or never?
Never is the answer if you're going that route.
I think. I want you guys, do you have anything you want to add right now?
It's not on the topic. Can I add it?
Yeah.
Okay. So your eyes look so blue with your shirt.
Oh, thank you.
My eyes are like twice as blue as yours. And look, if you look at us right now, if you guys are not on YouTube, you have to go, don't squint. Yep. His eyes look so blue. He's so handsome. Also,
thanks, baby.
Look at my CrossFit bicep. In the look at the.
Whoa!
I'm not even flexing, you guys. Look at that. I started CrossFit like 3 weeks ago.
Hey, get your own life.
We're going to have to tag them in this. If I do flex, there's no shadow. Anyway, I'm just admiring us as a couple. And you know what? We have gotten there. And so we do like to take pride in who we are and what we do because we have saved our marriage. How long did it take us? You know what? We're coming up on our next anniversary is a 10-year anniversary. So if you're in your 2-year mark and you're like, F this, I'm going to get out of this. You know what? You loved that person in the beginning. And I call it the prickly parts for women. Your prickly parts come out. Yes, you were built to be this loving and nurturing person. And you're this motherly and you have all these beautiful characteristics. But what happens when your husband shows his prickly parts? Well, your prickly parts are on fire and you need to shave them down.
Well, so, I'll show you my prickly part. And you'll be on fire.
We're not going to sand that one down. I can hide it, but we're not going to sand it. But the reality is, how long does it take? Well, if you're a couple years in, we have a couple, sorry, side note, squirrel. We have a couple friend who didn't really fix their marriage until 19 years. But do you know what? Their marriage is on fire. Their sex life is on fire. Their friendship is on fire. They own a business together. Again, on fire. They are amazing. So it is worth it. Marriage is a God-ordained institution. And if you believe that, you work for it. Because if you can get out, when you get out on the other side, you'll be able to admire things like your husband's blue eyes and your husband's leadership getting you to go to the gym. And so all of a sudden you've got these biceps. You'll be able to enjoy that too.
A cold plunge. Actually,
we'll give CrossFit the biceps. The cold plunge will give the non-muscle soreness.
There we go.
But okay. Leadership. Say that 5 times fast. Anyway, how long does it save? How long does it take to save your marriage? We're not sure. But if you're going to continue on the road that you're going, it could be never.
Yeah. The thing I want to leave you with is this. There is no timeline, but it's always a blip in time compared to the decades of happiness that you could have. It doesn't matter how many decades you've lost or how many months, okay? We've all missed the holidays. We've all missed the good times. We've all shut down, got angry, done whatever, whatever your MO is. It doesn't really matter. It's a blip in time compared to the future and the decades that you have ahead of you. But when you start getting wrapped up in the solutions that aren't working, the cycles that you keep repeating that just gets worse with every rotation, when you can't find your own freaking peace, want to be the best partner, have your own passion for you and for your partner, you're not going to save your marriage. So stop asking how long and start focusing on how long till you're you, the person you're proud of. I tell my guys 60 days. That's your goal. End zone time. Let's go. Checkered flag. You might have to be patient though. Never going to bullshit you on a call. I don't know. I don't know your wife, and I don't know what you did, what you truly did. You just met me. When you tell me the truth, I can give you a better idea. But then that's still not on her. That's on you.
And don't focus on how long. Focus on how to.
Mm.
We'll see you guys next
time. Great point. See ya.